So, folks, I think this makes it official. Evidently, according to Reuters, Jared Kushner is going to leave politics and launch an investment firm. He plans to launch this investment firm called Affinity Partners, which is going to be headquartered in Miami, Florida. In addition, Jared Kushner is also looking to open an office in Israel to pursue regional investments that connect Israel's economy to the Indian economy. And this is interesting. According to The Marker, which is a Hebrew language newspaper, sources told The Marker that Kushner has set his sights on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange with plans to import part of his family's real estate portfolio. Kushner wants to found a new company and sell its bonds on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange at a value of $100 million. Now, Jared Kushner has also spent the last 6 months writing a book about his White House experiences, of course. With a published date that's going to be set for early next year, Vanity Fair predicts that these things probably won't be in the book. The fact that one former volunteer on his COVID-19 task force described the administration's pandemic response as being like a family office meets organized crime melded with the Lord of the Flies. And they also predict that this oopsie on April 20th, the comeback prediction as it's known, probably won't be in there. And what they mean by that is this. CNN reports that in mid-April, Kushner spoke to Bob Woodward for his book and bragged about how he and Donald Trump had cut doctors and scientists out of the pandemic response, while also claiming that America was at the start of its comeback phase. Yes, some 187,000 more people and counting would go on to die. Yes, Jared Kushner is a proud moron. And so far this summer, Jared has been spending his summer as Trump's next-door neighbor in Bedminster, New Jersey. Here's a picture of the house that they've been renovating. And as for Kushner's investment firm, Michael Cohen had this to say and tweeted this, folks. Will the funds come from Saudi Arabia, UAE, or Qatar? Isn't this the same groups that were involved with Tom Barrack? Tom and Jared's relationship will soon be revealed. So could there really be a tie-in between Tom Barrack, who was recently arrested last week and charged with violating foreign lobbying laws by using his access to Donald Trump to advance the interests of the UAE? Take a look at this article in Mother Jones entitled Top Trump Advisor Arrested and Charged with Secretly Lobbying for the UAE. It particularly notes this, folks. Barrack also helped finance the debt Jared Kushner owed on a skyscraper at 666 Fifth Avenue in New York. As the New York Times reported, Barrack was among a group of lenders who agreed to reduce Mr. Kushner's obligations to keep him out of bankruptcy. Now, it kind of makes sense when you go back to what the Hebrew daily newspaper, The Marker, said, that Kushner has set his sights on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange with plans to import part of his family's real estate portfolio. Could it be, folks, that Jared Kushner is very concerned about the loan that he got from the group that was related to Tom Barrack? And if that money should disappear or get clawed back for whatever reason, that he would need to replace it with something like this. So it just makes you wonder, what is Michael Cohen's idea of the relationship between Tom Barrack and Jared Kushner? I think we'll find out fairly shortly.